T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is Gary Trent, former Minnesota Timberwolves player and a guy we have on the airwaves a lot. And Gary, good to visit with you. I hope you're staying safe in this COVID-19 pandemic. Are you optimistic that we may see the NBA anytime soon?
Man, you know, there's only been a few teams that opened up their facilities in a few cities. So, but I think there's something behind the scenes that they're working on in order to try to wrap this season up. The biggest problem is it happens so right at the end, so they're really trying to figure out a way to get a playoffs and generate the interest back, because right now it's about what can we do to salvage this season and build up an anticipation and excitement for next year.
Yeah, and of course, as you know, Gary, different states are looking at COVID-19 and shutdowns and stay-at-home orders differently. Places like Florida, Arizona, Wisconsin, they are opening up quickly. Other states, Minnesota, Michigan, California, they're going slowly. I've heard the proposal of a bubble city in Las Vegas on the Strip where all the players would be stationed there. You're a former player. When you hear these kind of suggestions or proposals, what's your reaction?
Well, to me, they're just trying to figure something out. They're coming up with all these brainstorming ideas to how can we still have a playoff, still generate revenue, and still please the people without just slapping something together with no quality. They're not going to put out a less than top-notch quality performance and, you know, situation. So all those things have to come together, and where city can they find on the east and what city can they find on the west where they can make that happen and, you know, make it enjoyable, because, you know, I think people are anticipating any sport right now. You could put on some live cricket and I think people would tune in and never watch it just to see some sport.
Yeah, and you know, the NBA has been so cutting edge, so progressive over the years in a lot of, you know, things. And you have to give the commissioner, Adam Silver, credit. I remember March 11th, 3-11, if you will. That was the night that Utah was supposed to play at Oklahoma City, and the game got canceled. Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. And very quickly, Adam Silver put the brakes on the season, and then the dominoes fell. All the other major sports leagues took their cue from Adam Silver in the NBA. So at least it looks to me, Gary, like there is strong leadership with the commissioner and that there's respect from the players toward him. Would you agree with that?
Well, I definitely agree. There's total respect. But also, you know, I think, you know, if you look at it, I think it's really started with the NCAA. You know, when the NCAA kind of shut down, you know, that trickled down to Little League and, you know, but it's, you know, the pros shut it down. I think Gobert didn't mean any harm. He just didn't, you know, I think he was doing what about 90 to 80% of America was doing, was really not believing it was serious and believing into like, oh, just another government conspiracy. So I think that's why he did the little thing at the press conference. I don't think he meant anything by it in a negative way. There's a lot of people that felt like he felt he just happened to be in front of the camera expressing what he felt. So it made them look bad in a sense. But, you know, I think they took it pretty serious. And I think now he respects the situation. And, you know, I think he's very apologetic because there's people who don't take it serious. And then you have a situation where a person like Carl is dealing with the backlash. Carl Towns is dealing with the backlash of Corona. So, you know, you know, it's an ugly situation.
Yeah, no doubt. We're talking to Gary Trent, former Timberwolves player, here on the Home Service Plus CenterPoint Energy Hotline on CCO. And yeah, Karl Anthony Towns tragically lost his mom because of COVID-19. I know his father also had the virus, but he has survived, thankfully. And you mentioned Rudy Gobert. He has given a lot of money to COVID-19 relief in Utah and his native France. So he quickly changed his tune on that. Player safety, Gary, sometimes I don't think it comes up enough. You know, if you go back to the early 90s when Magic Johnson tested positive for HIV, I can remember there were guys who were fearful of being on the floor with Magic because if he got cut or something, they were worried about transmission, things like that. Now you fast forward to 2020. What will be in the minds of athletes? What are your top concerns if you are back and playing?
Well, the thing with Magic Johnson was, everybody was in the dark because it was such a new thing. We've had pandemics before and epidemics before, but we didn't have the HIV, so that was still, you know, weirded out. And at the same time, there had to be a certain level of blood swapping and a certain level of sexual contact in order for the HIV thing to really be a danger to you. You know, they're making this corona out to be, you can get it from touching money, a cough in the air. If you sneeze and somebody sneezed three blocks from you and you happen to breathe in that gust of wind. And so, you know, they're making this almost like everybody needs to be walking in spacesuits. So it's a little different than the HIV thing. And with the internet and so much information being pumped out there, people are more knowledgeable than they were when the Magic Johnson situation, you know, they were, you know, there's always the goofy, naive rumors. There's the only gay people could get HIV. That's goofy to believe. There's a goofy rumor going around that black people couldn't get corona. That's goofy. You know, so everybody always has their goofy conspiracy theories. But at the end of the day, both of them are very real. But they were very different in how they impacted our society.
Yeah, and knowledge is power. And you look back at those Magic Johnson scenarios and a lot of ignorance, you know, surrounding HIV and AIDS back in the day, but it was real. I mean, some people were fearful, and it's a new world, Gary, as you know, and hopefully we're going to see the NBA sometime soon.
Oh, I believe they're going to figure something out here, because this, nobody's happy with this, and I'm sure the owners, you know, everybody's ready to resume back to normal. You know, there's a lot of places that are getting to the point where, you know, I heard in Wisconsin, everybody just got fed up and the bars opened up no matter what the rules were. So people have had enough, man. I mean, this thing could go on forever at the rate the government's carrying on. And I think people just had enough. And, you know, we've missed our peak time. So when are we going to start, you know, easing back into the normalities of life? And still going to affect us next year. They're already talking about issues with starting school back and things of that nature. So, you know, I think it's going to take a while before society lets us get back to normal. There's some people that still want to keep holding on to this unnecessary situation. So we just got to, you know, everybody's got to be unified and get on the same page.
In Wisconsin, they've got a dog in the fight. As you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, at the time of the shutdown, top record in the NBA, and they're thinking, you know, about winning it all, getting a ring, taking that confetti shower. If the season resumes and there's a compacted playoff schedule, do the Bucks automatically go in as the favorite, or is it like starting anew?
I mean, if they're going to do something, they're probably going to take the current record that you have, where you're at right now today, and start a playoff. You know, I'm sure they're going to need some games to get guys warmed up. You can't just come back with a playoff. So I'm sure those few, maybe a 10-game season before the playoffs start to get guys lubed up and get guys back moving. You know, it's unfair because, you know, older guys, this is going to help and hurt. You know, a guy like Melo, who finally got his body back going, a guy like Trevor Ariza, who's in his 16th year, a guy like LeBron, you know, yeah, we're working out and things of that nature, but to keep that muscle memory and that body going in that game, there's a game shape and there's a workout shape, you know, and it takes about 15 to 20 games to get into that game shape, no matter how much you've been working out. So, you know, it's setting a lot of guys back. You know, guys trying to get drafted, guys going into free agency. It kind of threw a lot of things off balance. So that's why I say when they resume the following season, things will be back to normal.
Gary, of course, you've done a lot of good things down there in the South Metro with Apple Valley basketball. Your son, Gary Trent Jr., is with the Portland Trail Blazers. Tyus Jones is a former Apple Valley Eagle, now with the Memphis Grizzlies. And Trey Jones will come out in the NBA draft, whenever that is. So you're going to have, next season in the association, three players from a suburban Minneapolis high school in the NBA. Is there any other high school in the country that can say that?
Maybe some prep schools, maybe a couple of schools out of Chicago, you know, but just a general public high school, there's not too many. There's not too much talent. You know, usually it takes a major city like a Chicago, and a lot of those guys go to Simeon, kind of like where Derrick Rose went and, you know, guys like that, or Whitney Young. You know, when you're in a major city, you have those opportunities. So it's been a good blessing down here for these kids to see this level of basketball, and there has been a lot of basketball success down here. And, you know, I think it's been good for the state of Minnesota. You know, you don't hear too much about Minnesota sports, period, on the non-pro level. You know, you hear about the Wolves, you know, you hear about the Vikings, but the Gophers and, you know, the high school. And I think also with the high school having that limited travel distance, you don't get the top talent in Minnesota to be seen in California, to be seen in Texas, to be seen in New York, to put Minnesota on the map, because you can only go as far as Wisconsin or Iowa. So, you know, you can find the growth and the ability of the players to become bigger names and bigger brands with that limitation of the little high school rule.
Yeah, good point. And, of course, Jalen Suggs off to Gonzaga. There's so much talent now coming out of Minnesota. Before I let you go, Gary, The Last Dance, the ESPN documentary, you know, 10 segments on Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, six-time NBA champions back in the 90s. You competed against Michael Jordan. You know of his greatness and his hyper-competitiveness. What do you think of The Last Dance?
Oh, man, it's good to go down memory lane and look at the highlights and get the intimate part of the story. And I think it's good for TV, you know. Everybody's going to feel what they feel. None of that stuff could be changed. The accolades have already been accomplished. The championships have already been accomplished. So now it's just everybody's opinion and everybody's emotional feeling. You know, you never know who's right, who's wrong. Is Horace Grant telling the truth? Did Mike really punk him? Or was Horace as tough as he claimed and he stood up to Mike? I didn't see Mike with no black eye or nothing. You didn't stand him too much. So, you know, you never know what was going on. But I didn't hear no stories of Mike getting beat up or Mike with no black eye. So, but the story is out that you wasn't allowed to eat. So somebody going to have to add that up, you know.
Yeah, and one thing we have learned over the years about Michael Jordan, it can be practice, it can be during a game. I saw him once at Trent Tucker's golf tournament in Maple Grove, and, you know, in what was supposed to be a friendly charity-related event. I saw him, you know, get right in the grill of one of the guys in his foursome because he had a bad shot. Michael is all about winning, isn't he?
Oh, he's going to win. And, you know, like I told my son, you know, and I tell all my children, when you're competing in something, you're not always going to win. So what you have to do is you have to hate losing more than you love winning, because there's always an opportunity to lose, but there's not always an opportunity to win. You could just be outmatched. Somebody could just be more physically gifted. So you can show up to an event and there's no way you can win. So you got to hate losing. It got to burn you up to lose. And that's how you keep yourself going. As long as you hate losing, you're going to always keep fighting.
All right, Gary, thanks for sharing time with us. I know you've been doing some yard work today. Got to keep you know, the curb appeal up during this pandemic, so we'll let you get back out into the garden.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. He's Gary Trent, former Timberwolves player. Of course, his son now with the Portland Trail Blazers in the NBA, and he came to you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.